Red 7 on black 8. Black 3 on red 4. And go! Good afternoon. Yes? Can I help you?
Where am I?
Where are you?
Yes.
Don't you know? Would you like to buy something?
I was with someone.
A doll, perhaps?
He was worried.
A marionette?
We were in danger.
How about a simple, old-fashioned teddy bear?
What?
Toys. Would you like to buy a toy?
This is a toy shop.
Well, you're quick. I'll give you that.
You sell toys?
Toys, games, pastimes, amusements, as you see.
I don't remember coming to a toy shop.
You don't remember a lot of things, it would seem.
No, I don't.
I wouldn't worry. It happens all the time. What sort of toy are you looking for? You did want to buy something. You must have. Something you saw through the window, perhaps. Why else would you have come?
I suppose.
You wanted to buy something.
Yes. Yes, I wanted to buy something.
A gift.
Probably. I'm a bit old for toys and games.
No one's too old for toys and games. The older you get, the more you see there's nothing else. So what would you like? Or would you prefer to browse? I have a very wide selection.
I don't know. It would help if I knew what I was looking for. Though I suppose if I knew that, I wouldn't need to look.
I'm sure you'll know it when you find it.
These dolls.
Ah, yes. My finest work.
You made them?
In a manner of speaking. I made everything here.
They're so lifelike.
Aren't they?
Oh, this one's got a drawstring.
He's going to kill you.
It's a bit creepy.
Help me. I'm kept forever.
Big seller, is it?
It's a gift for a child you don't like.
Get out of here. You make you like me.
Give me that.
Oh, you didn't have to...
It was defective. I do not sell defective merchandise. Please, continue.
Well, there's just so much to choose from. I hardly know where to start. I mean, there's... Why is this cupboard humming?
Is it?
What's inside?
Nothing of any importance. I'd leave it if I were you.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Nothing.
Then why should I?
I just would.
Odd. Oh, what a darling little puppet.
Yes.
I love the hair. So Byron-esque. Is this coat real velvet?
And the cravat, real silk, yes. No expense is spared. I thought you'd like that one.
It's for ventriloquists, isn't it?
I thought it would be amusing.
Amusing?
The design is based on an old acquaintance. He would appreciate the significance. I suspect he doesn't like being a dummy.
Can I have a go?
Be my guest.
Well, I've never done this before. I probably won't be very good at it. Okay, here goes.
Charlie! It's the doctor!
Oh!
Is there a problem?
I don't know why I made it say that. Charlie. Charlie, that sounds familiar.
It does?
I know that name from somewhere. Or at least I think I should.
Shall I ring it up?
Where have I heard that before?
Perhaps it's not a toy you're after. Maybe a game is more in your line.
What?
A game.
Yes. Maybe a game.
Come with me. I store my games in the back room.
Yes, okay. I'm sorry, I'm not usually like this. I just wish I could remember what I was looking for.
Come along.
Oh, not exactly what I was expecting.
Here we are, the games room. Every game you could possibly desire. Board games, card games, dice games, word games, parlour games.
How do you sell a parlour game?
Who said they were for sale? I went to the moon and I took a doll, but I did not take a toy. Your turn.
What?
I said, play your turn.
I don't understand.
I went to the moon and I took a riddle, but I did not take a joke.
Now you're just saying it again.
You're not going to be much of an adversary if you give up without trying.
It's a game.
Well, of course it's a game. We're in a games room. What else did you think it was? It's a puzzle, a conundrum, wordplay.
Do it again.
I went to the moon and I took a toy room, but I did not take a TARDIS.
A what? TARDIS?
Your turn.
Oh, is it that I have to say...
Don't guess. Never guess. If you think you have the solution, then solve it.
Oh, right. Okay. I went to the moon and I took a parasol, but I didn't take a picnic.
No. I went to the moon and I took a Sumerian, but I did not take a Nymon.
I don't know what those words mean.
Play.
Right. I went to the moon and I took a nightmare, but I didn't take a mousetrap.
No. I went to the moon and I took Orson Welles, but I did not take Edith Thompson.
I went to the moon and I took Bridie, but I didn't take Joanna.
No, the other way around. I went to the moon and I took Charlotte Pollard, but I did not take the Doctor.
The Doctor?
Yes.
The Doctor again?
Yes.
Oh, it's useless. I'm never going to get it. Something funny?
You really are an inferior opponent. I thought you were supposed to be different, unusual. I was expecting a challenge. This will be too easy.
Wait.
What?
Charlotte Pollard. You said Charlotte Pollard.
Yes.
That's me. That's me, isn't it? That's my name.
Good. Good. There may be hope yet.
That's my name. I'm sure that's my name.
Charlotte Elspeth Pollard, known to her friends as Charlie. Her friends and some of her enemies.
Charlie? Like the doll said?
Yes, like the doll said.
What's going on here?
I don't know what you mean. You're considering buying a game.
Am I? Or is that just what you've said?
A chess is always popular.
I don't remember any of this.
Backgammon, dominoes, the trilogic game.
And who's the doctor? It's what the dummy said. It's what you said. Who's the doctor?
Wouldn't that give it away?
Duh, I've had enough of this.
Stop. What if I were to offer you another game?
Another game?
Yes, a different game, a bigger game, the biggest game in town.
What sort of game's that?
A new game, my own creation.
I'm not sure.
What if there were a game you didn't know you were playing, where you didn't know the aim and you hadn't seen the rules?
You've got a game like that?
Oh, yes.
But how can you play it if you don't know that you're playing it?
That's rather the question, isn't it?
Well, how do you win?
You win by winning.
But if you don't know the rules and you don't know the aim...
Finding the aim of the game is the aim of the game.
I'm wasting my time here.
You don't want to play?
If it's all the same to you.
You might not have a choice.
I'm leaving now. I don't know why I'm here or who you are, but I know I don't like it. I'm leaving.
What if you're already playing?
What?
I said you wouldn't know.
But...
maybe you've been playing since the moment you walked through that door.
Then if I walk out, it's over.
You really think it would be that easy?
Am I? Am I playing already? I don't play games.
Everyone plays games.
Not me.
You think so? Life is a game. Existence is a game. Every day you wake up is a victory of sorts. Death is the ultimate defeat.
That's not true.
Isn't it? Everything is a game, Miss Pollard. Everything. The smallest part of every social interaction. The courtship dance of the human species, where neither party can admit an attraction to the last possible second. A game. Sound familiar?
No.
The status battle within the workplace. The race for promotion. A game. The reproductive impulse. The desire for genes to reoccur and dominate. To succeed and last as others die. A game. The simple act of a couple disagreeing over what to have for dinner. A game. Politics is a game. Religion is a game. War is a game on a global scale with bigger pieces and harsher penalties. Life is a game. Everything is a game. Some of us are simply more honest in admitting the fact.
I'm going now.
Of course you are. Don't worry, Doctor. She'll be back. Yes?
But...
yes?
But... I just left! I just walked out!
You did, didn't you?
I don't know what you're doing, but stop it! But it's not funny!
It's not meant to be. Way, can you?
It's the same room. On the other side of the door. The same room. When I leave, I walk straight back in. How is that possible?
It's not. Disconcerting, yes?
And you're in both. How can you be in both? Is this the game? What's happening now? Is this the game?
Still not wanting to play?
No.
But you can't leave. Or so it would have. Yeah. You're stuck with me for the moment. Why not while away the hours with a little harmless entertainment?
I'm not playing your games, metaphorically or literally.
Such a shame. Game? She doesn't want to play.
What's happening?
You've made it angry.
What was that?
That was the game.
And you said I made it angry. Is it alive?
No. No clues.
Was that its voice?
No clues. Now, like every game, there are penalties. You refuse to play, you receive a forfeit.
A forfeit?
The shop has just reduced itself to 90% of its original size. Every time you refuse to play or make a wrong move or cheat, it will reduce further. First to 80%, then to 70%, then 60%, and so on. Until the entire shop has crunched down to nothing and ceases to exist.
It'll crush me to death.
I see you grasp the concept admirably. It will also shrink down at irregular intervals, regardless of your actions. There has to be a time limit, you understand?
Oh, naturally.
Naturally. So, will you play?
You'll play fair?
Of course.
You won't cheat?
If you cheat, you cannot lose. If you cannot lose, the game becomes pointless.
That's not an answer.
That's all you'll get.
All right, I'll play. Seems I don't have a choice.
Correct. Off you go, then. Let the game commence.
So, okay. Where to start? The door. Maybe the door's a clue. There'll be clues, won't there?
You expect me to tell you?
No, I suppose not. If I can't get out, then maybe getting out is the aim.
Don't guess, I told you. Don't guess. If you think you can win the game, win the game.
That's not actually helpful, you know. Which is presumably the point. Distraction.
You have a low opinion of me, Miss Pollard.
You sound surprised. If I can't get out of this room, maybe there's a way out in the other room.
An idea, if nothing else.
All right, the other room. So, where to look?
Now, you're just making a mess.
I want to see what's behind these boxes.
You are wasting time. There's no way out of this room.
If you think I'm going to believe another word you say, you are seriously mistaken.
I could be trying to help. You don't know.
I could make a pretty good guess. Aha! If there's no way out in this room, then what's that?
It's a door. Not the same thing at all.
Isn't it? Then you won't see me leaving, will you? Ah!
I won't. No. Ah! I went to the moon and I took a door, but I did not take an exit.
That's not fair.
How stupid do you think I am? Find a door, open a door. Hardly a challenge, is it?
You didn't have to wire it to the mains.
This is a game, Miss Pollard. You must anticipate difficulties, obstacles, complications.
Honestly, I've never met anyone so... No. No. Keep calm. Don't get annoyed. That's what he wants. Think. Think rationally. If the door's electrified, then the electricity has to be coming from somewhere.
You're wasting time again.
Shut up. If it comes from somewhere, where? Follow the lead. It goes back here.
Oh, not again.
A generator. So if I turn down the power, there, and to be on the safe side, I pull it off the door. Voila! Bit hard to shock me when there's no connection.
True.
Thanks. So there we go. One exit. I would say I'm sorry it's over, but I'm not. Goodbye. Oh.
This next door you'll find harder to open.
Another door? That's cheating.
It's not against the rules.
The rules I don't know.
Exactly. The bolt on this door is secured by a keypad. The keypad only releases it if the correct word is typed in. I alone know the word, and I have no intention of revealing it to you. I think that this is the point where you start considering other options.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not going to give up just because you say so.
Shame.
If it's there, there's a solution. There was with the first door. There must be with this. It's a game. Stands to reason.
If you say so.
Which would suggest that I know what the code word is already, yes? Yes? Fat lot of help you are. How many letters?
Four.
What?
Four letters.
You're just telling me. No obfuscation, no bon mot, no enigmatic pause.
You complain when I don't help you, and you complain when I do.
No, I complain when I don't know what's going on. I don't know whether I should trust you or listen to you.
There's only one way to find out.
Yes, I suppose there is. Right, four letters. Well, it's not game, then.
I would never be that obvious.
How about exit?
I went to the moon, and I took letters, but I did not take a code.
Moon. Code. Door?
Just type in the word. That's all you need to do.
Toys? Oh, doll! Oh, for crying out loud!
Do you know how many four-letter words there are in the English language, Miss Pollard?
I can think of a few at the moment.
How many in all languages? How many possible combinations? Approximately 400,000. I look forward to you trying them all.
It needs to be guessable, or the game makes no sense.
Games don't have to make sense.
Yes, they do.
In which case, how many bishops have you seen walking in diagonals recently?
I just need to find the right word. Word? Oh, please tell me it's not just word. Annoying.
As I said, the correct word.
Could you have gone for anything more? Oh, not again.
First time interval complete. Play.
Who's that?
The shop is now reduced to 80% of its original size. I really would get a move on if I were you.
All right. Oh, of course.
This final door you'll find impossible to open.
Final? You mean it's the exit?
I did not say that. This door is bolted with an iron bar just like the second, only this time on the other side of the door where you can't get to it. So shall we cease this pointless interlude and admit defeat? Or are you insisting on pursuing your futile endeavours yet further?
Iron bar?
On the outside, yes. Impossible for you to reach.
I could reach it if I had a magnet, a really powerful magnet.
Then by all means search for a magnet. By all means continue to disarrange and abuse my collection. You could hardly worsen the damage. By all means, do this. But I promise you, you will find nothing of the sort. There's not the call for them these days, you see.
I don't have to search for one. I've already got one.
What?
It's like I said. There have to be clues. The solution has to be in plain sight, or what's the point? Like the word word, you know?
And?
I can make one. The electrical wire from the first door, the iron bar from the second. I can make one. I wrap the electrical wire around the bar like this.
Yeah.
And if I do it as tightly as possible, and with as many loops as possible.
Go on.
And then I reattach the wire to the generator, complete the circuit, and turn up the power. Then I've got my very own electromagnet.
Very good. Ingenious.
Isn't it? And if I slam it up against the door, thus, pull. Oh, yes, I draw back the bolt on the other side.
Very well done indeed.
I know. Sorry I'm not going to stay, but I think I've run out of patience for games. You'll forgive me if I leave early, won't you?
But of course.
Lovely. Thank you. Thank you and good night. No!
Such a pity. It would seem that that was not the way out after all.
Oh, this stupid shop!
I did tell you there was no exit in that room.
If I were a violent person...
Careful. Don't want to seem a bad loser, do we?
After all I did!
Maybe escape isn't the aim of the game.
It's got to be.
Are you sure?
Yes!
Well, you've tried every door in the shop and they don't go anywhere. Maybe you should consider revising that opinion.
I'm not going to... No. No, I haven't.
Haven't what?
Tried every door in the shop. Of course. It's so obvious. The cupboard.
I beg your pardon?
The cupboard. The cupboard's got a door. You put me off it before. Why would you do that if it wasn't important? That's a door I haven't tried. That's the way out.
I really wouldn't.
I should have seen it before.
You go through that cupboard door and you die. You die. I'm not playing.
I don't believe you.
Have I lied to you? I don't think I have. There was no exit in the back room. There were four letters in the word. Escape was not the aim.
You've told me the truth when things don't matter. Maybe you were buying my trust.
Believe what you like, but I'm telling you, you step into that cupboard and you are dead. Intriguing, isn't it? Where does the lie stop? You don't trust me, so your natural inclination is to believe that the cupboard is safe. But of course you've made your distrust so clear that if I wished to deceive you, I would naturally tell you the truth. A truth you therefore would not believe. You must have realized that. Be quiet. And since you must have realized that, it is obviously not a course I would take in order to mislead you. Therefore, I must be lying. But if that is the logical supposition, then I'd stay one step ahead of you and tell you the truth.
You...
And so on ad infinitum. Truth becomes lie, and lie becomes truth. How far down the bluff have I gone? And at what point did I stop?
Is that the game? Working this out?
Step into the cupboard and see. I went to the moon and I took falsehood, but I did not take veracity.
No. No, I'm not playing it your way. There's another way.
There is?
Give me the dummy.
The dummy?
I don't like it.
If you insist.
Charlie, don't! You don't know what you're doing!
Shh, you! If I put this through the door, I can see what happens.
No!
I said shush!
Well, I can't stop you.
No, you can't. That's a solution. That's an answer. That way I find out whether you're lying or not.
If that's what you want to do, go right ahead.
Julie!
I'm sorry, creepy dummy thing, but this is what's got to happen. Alley-oop!
Thank you, Miss Pollard.
What now?
I didn't lie. That cupboard, as you put it, is a disintegration chamber. By throwing it inside, you've caused the dummy's complete obliteration.
Oh, good job I didn't go in then.
You would think so. But that doll contained the essence of the one being that could have saved you. That essence no longer exists.
You mean...
I mean that the doctor is dead. You have lost, and you are now my prisoner for all eternity. Game over.
What now?
I didn't lie. That cupboard, as you put it, is a disintegration chamber. By throwing it inside, you've caused the dummy's complete obliteration.
Oh, good job I didn't go in then.
You would think so. But that doll contained the essence of the one being that could have saved you. That essence no longer exists.
You mean...
I mean that the doctor is dead. You have lost, and you are now my prisoner for all eternity. Game over.
Second time interval complete. Play.
That's wrong. That should not have happened.
Something the matter?
Game? Game, I'm talking to you.
Play.
The contest is over, game. Pollard has lost. We need not play anymore.
Play.
We do not need to play.
Play. Play.
No,
play.
We will not.
Play. Play.
Game. Game, what are you doing?
If you refuse to play, you will be punished. 60% remaining. Play.
What was that?
I don't understand. I do not understand.
You don't?
This makes no sense. Why are you not a doll?
I beg your pardon?
Why have you not changed?
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you lose, you become my toy. You've not. Why?
You're asking me? It's your world.
You lost the game. You are supposed to have changed. That is what happens. That is the way things are.
Maybe I didn't lose then.
Of course you lost!
Well, the game doesn't seem to think so.
No. No, it doesn't, does it?
Maybe it knows the rules better than you do.
What a fanciful suggestion.
Is it?
No. No, I suppose it's not. Fascinating. A living game. A sentient pastime. Developing a will of its own, a mind of its own. Changing the rules. Shifting the parameters. Now, that's a challenge. Every roll of the dice, a new outcome. A new objective. No turn the same. No strategy to succeed. Just you and the game. The ever-twisting game. That is something worth playing.
You're scaring me now.
I should be. The game's just got interesting.
You're telling me it's out of control? That you don't know what's happening either?
I am a grandmaster of every game you could imagine. Of chess, Mancala, backgammon, drafts. I have not felt so challenged in such a very long time.
Answer the question! What's going on? I get it. You're trying to confuse me. I'm still playing, aren't I?
Are you?
Well, of course. This is another trick. I didn't lose. I'm still in the game.
You could be. That is a plausible interpretation of events.
And a true one?
Maybe. But it would hardly do to tell you if it were now, would it?
Is this part of the game? Okay, let's assume for the sake of argument, shall we, that you're telling the truth.
Less.
So what does that mean now? That you're playing as well? Answer me!
Solve your own puzzles, Miss Pollard.
If you were trapped, you'd be worried. You'd tell me.
And ruin the game? Now why would I do that?
If this shop keeps shrinking, you die as well. You understand? If you're playing too, we should help each other.
And there you labour under a misapprehension. If I was playing, I should do nothing of the sort. I cannot die. If this shop contracts into oblivion, do you know what would happen to me?
What?
Nothing. Nothing at all. A brief interlude of silence, and then I return. Different, perhaps. A new face, voice, personality. It all depends on how bored I am of this. The essence remains.
But there must be a cost.
Only of pride. I'm not a fool.
If the game's out of control, you don't know that.
Always assuming that it is. If it is, or if it isn't, I would behave in exactly the same way as I have. Where's the fun in anything else?
So no help, then?
No.
Great.
I went to the moon and I took an assistant, but I did not take a companion.
Would you stop it with the moon thing?
Still haven't got it.
I've had other things on my mind. Okay, what to do? Can't stand here talking. The shop's still shrinking. Whether I'm playing the game or whether it's out of control, I'm going to be dead either way if I don't stop it. So I've got to play as if I can win. Even if it's changed, there's a way to win.
Possibly.
The game might be out of control, but it's still a game. And a game you can't win isn't a game at all.
That follows.
So there's a solution. We just have to find it. The dummy. The dummy! Yes, the dummy! You said that that dummy contained the essence of the Doctor when I destroyed it. You'd mentioned the Doctor before. Who was the Doctor? You said that he was the one person who could have saved me. But who was he? If you're not going to answer any questions, how do you expect me to succeed?
I don't expect you to. Do you think I want to be beaten?
Well, if he's destroyed, it doesn't matter, does it? That's when you answer, when it can't help. Who was he?
The Doctor was a Time Lord from the planet Gallifrey.
An alien?
It depends on your perspective. We had fought several times before, played many games.
And he beat you?
On technicalities.
He beat you?
If you wish to keep score...
He beat you! He beat you!
Yes! He did.
But today, he is dead and I am alive. Who's the winner now, then? Who's the winner now?
Careful. Don't want to seem a bad loser, do we?
The Doctor always prized the ingenuity of his travelling companions. Seeing that this is a one-player game, I thought it would be amusing to hazard his life on that trust. It seems it was unfounded.
I travelled with him.
In his TARDIS.
TARDIS? You mentioned the TARDIS before.
His time and space machine.
Yes, I remember a machine. A ship. We were in the control room. Something happened. We were dragged off course. He seemed worried. Things started to fade away. I lost consciousness. Next thing I knew, I was here.
And then you killed him.
Yes, I did, didn't I? Shouldn't I be more upset?
You will be, if you survive. At the moment, the amnesia is protecting you.
I think I loved him. Oh, here we go again!
Third time interval complete. Play.
Getting a bit tight, is it?
It's a little cramped, yes.
Yes. Well, none of this talk is helping you.
No, it isn't, is it? Right. The solution is here somewhere. It's not the door, not the cupboard, not the back room. Something else. The window. The shop window. If the doors didn't work, maybe it's the window.
Maybe it is. But the window is one piece of glass and there is no latch.
Cash register.
You really don't believe in keeping things tidy, do you?
Well, that's different. Hello? Is anyone there? My name is Charlie Pollard. I don't know where I am. Is there anybody there? Somebody, please. Help! What is this place?
It is the void.
Oh, don't do that.
It is emptiness, desolation, and eternal nothingness.
Nothingness?
A never-ending absence.
It can't be empty. There has to be something.
There's not.
An exit. A control room. Some sort of container for this whole thing.
There is not.
How can there be nothing?
I told you. Everything is a game. And if everything is a game, it follows that if you step outside the game, you step into nothing.
Everything is not a game. Not your sort of game, anyway.
My sort?
You only care about winning. That's all you think matters. That's what life is to you. Winning. A chance to show your superiority. But there's more to it than win or lose. Whatever happened to playing for fun? Playing for the sake of playing? Not worrying about the outcome?
Only the loser believes that win is not important.
Oh, it's important. Of course it's important. Everybody likes to win. But if that's all you care about, you can't enjoy the game. And if you're not enjoying it, what's the point? Maybe there's an exit around here somewhere. What's that? Is that breathing?
Breathing?
Hello? Hello, who's that?
The solution is not in this place.
I thought you said there was nothing out here.
There is nothing out here.
Then what's that?
I think you would do well to return to the shop.
What, when things are starting to happen?
I believe it is advisable.
No, this is new. It might be the answer. What is that sound? Is that the game? I think perhaps I would do well to return to the shop.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, can't you? Oh. Oh. Get away from the window!
Fourth time interval complete. Play.
I did say...
Shut up! I'm fed up with this stupid game. I never asked to play it in the first place. Is there a solution? Is there a way out? Tell me!
I thought you decided there must be.
I don't know. What if it stopped being a game? What if there never was a game? What if it's a trap?
If it's out of control, who can say?
I'm not sure it is out of control. I'm not sure of anything. Is it a game gone mad? A new game? The first game? A game at all? I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. Tell me! Where does the game start? Where does it stop? Are we still playing? Are we still playing?
I'm not even sure I know anymore.
Stop. Think. There's a way out of everything. There must be. The wind. What's happened to the wind? But I broke the window. I broke it.
It repaired itself.
Yes, I gathered. How can it do that? Even when the shop's breaking down. Is that a clue? Wait, look.
What?
The window's not the only thing that's repaired itself. There, by the cupboard.
The dummy.
It's back.
But it was destroyed.
Obviously not.
I wouldn't touch it.
You said it contained the essence of the Doctor.
It did.
And that he could save me. Maybe us.
It was destroyed. It should not be there.
It clearly is.
That is not the same doll. I don't know what it is, but it is not the same doll.
You weren't expecting this.
I wouldn't read too much into it.
Oh, I'm definitely picking it up now.
No!
That's odd. I can't make the voice any... Ow!
Let go of it!
I can't!
I said let go! I told you. The Doctor is gone.
You were worried when it came back.
It's your imagination.
You were. You're in here too, aren't you? You're playing the game with me. That's assuming it is still a game, obviously.
Like I said, I wouldn't read too much into it.
It's a starting point. Why were you? You've told me you can't die, so it's not that. Something you don't understand, perhaps. Something outside your knowledge.
This will get you nowhere.
The dummy surprised you. Therefore, it wasn't something you controlled. It was something the game did. And if it's something the game did, then why did it do it?
Need it have a reason?
It hasn't killed us or shrunk the shop to nothing, so I think it's playing by the rules. If it does something, it has a point. The dummy is a clue.
Signifying what?
The Doctor? Reminding us of the Doctor?
To what end?
The TARDIS. You said he brought me here in something called the TARDIS.
I did.
Then maybe it's here. If it can bring me here, it can take me away. What does it look like?
It looks like a TARDIS.
That's not an answer. Maybe I'll know it when I see it.
Do you have to solve every problem by throwing things around? I would have hoped that the Doctor would have taught you more advanced techniques by now.
Not here. The back room.
Miss Pollard!
Oh, the door's wedged. Oh, it must be all that crunching down. Oh, there we go.
Miss Pollard, you are searching for something you have forgotten the appearance of. Do you not feel that this is perhaps a somewhat redundant exercise?
I'll know.
If the game is playing by the rules, then it's hardly going to demand you identify an object you've no knowledge of in order to win. As you said, the solution has to be in plain sight.
Here. I'll say one thing for this shrinking. It does make conducting a thorough search an awful lot quicker. Get out of my way! So, if the dummy's not a clue to the TARDIS, what does it mean? Well, the moment it was destroyed was pretty much the moment the game went haywire, wasn't it?
Pretty much.
Then why did it go haywire? What happened that sent the game out of control?
Enlighten me.
Well, I don't know, actually.
Your ingenuity knows no beginning, does it?
Maybe that's what we've got to find out. Or I've got to find out, rather. How does this whole contraption actually work?
You're tearing my shop apart now.
Oh, I think we've established that this isn't really a shop, haven't we? Besides, it's not like the whole thing isn't being smashed to pieces anyway.
What exactly are you trying to achieve?
Oh, maybe there's some sort of circuitry in the walls. Something I can break down, fuse, you know the sort of thing. Oh, we're through. Oh.
Well?
I can see out. Into the void.
No circuitry?
Nothing.
Nearly done now.
Oh, here we go again.
This Time interval complete. Play.
You know, every time that happens, the doors get wedged, the wood distorts, the plaster shatters, the dolls are crushed. Everything is compacted and broken, but with one exception.
Yes?
The disintegration chamber. The shop reduces around it, but it stays untouched, as if it's important.
You think that that's the solution?
Choose how you want to die. Maybe that's the game. Waiting to see what point you give up. Take the quick way out in the disintegration chamber, or keep searching and risk being crushed. Fight to the end or get it over with.
The concept has its appeal. An intriguing notion for a game.
It's obscene.
It's entertaining. I went to the moon and I took suffocation, but I did not take dispersal. Yes. So, are you ready to give up, Miss Pollard?
There's a way out. There's always a way out.
How charmingly naive. You've not found one yet. Well, what are you going to tear up now? Any plans? Any schemes? I would have thought that you'd have exhausted all possibilities.
I don't know.
Then why not quit?
I've missed something I must have.
The disintegration booth is right there.
Back to the beginning. What do I know about the game?
You can step straight in.
What did he say?
Or you can become my toy.
It's a new game, a bigger game. A game you don't know you're playing. What?
Is something the...
A game you don't know you're... It's a one-player game, you said?
It is. I fail to see how that helps you.
It can't be that simple, can it?
What can't be?
It's a game you don't know you're playing, right?
Correct.
But I know I'm playing. I've known since the start. You practically told me.
What of it?
Don't you see?
Explain.
There are two of us here. Which one of us doesn't think they're playing a game?
You are wrong.
It's not me. It's not me that's playing. It's you.
That is absurd.
Is it? It's a new game, you said. A new game. If you really are a grandmaster of all of them, wouldn't you want to play it first?
The deluded ramblings of a desperate child.
All right. What's my solution? How was my game supposed to be won?
Your solution? You know I won't tell you that.
Well, then, think of it. Don't say it. All you have to do is think of it. You don't know, do you?
I'm having some difficulty in retrieving the information.
The information doesn't exist. There's no solution to my game because I'm not the one playing.
I refuse to accept this.
Think about it. That's why I didn't become a doll when I lost. Because I didn't lose. You can't lose a game you're not participating in.
That is not the solution.
The game didn't run out of control. It kept going, only with you as the player.
I am not someone who can be outwitted by his own game.
You know I'm right. It's the aim of the game. If you don't know you're playing, the object has to be realizing you are, surely. Look, if you're a spectator, why are you here? You made the game. You could easily watch from outside. Why would you be here if you weren't playing?
I could ask the same of you.
Yes. Yes, that's a good question.
Not so clever now. Don't have all the answers, do we?
Maybe not, but... Oh, wait. What if that's it? Answers. I'm the answer. If I'm not the player, there's only one thing I can be.
Yes?
The solution. Somehow or other, I'm your way out of here.
There is no way out.
There is through me. I need to work out how. The dummy. It has to be the dummy. That's the one thing that doesn't fit. The dummy has a clue. If it came back, then it couldn't have been destroyed.
It wasn't the same dummy.
No, but maybe it's a symbol, suggesting that the real one is still out there.
How? It was destroyed.
Yes, in the disintegration chamber. The miraculously untouched disintegration chamber. Still looks like a cupboard to me.
Then you have very odd cupboards.
Describe it to me.
You can see it.
Describe it.
It's a silver and glass box lined with wiring. Happy?
That's not what I can see.
No.
I can see a cupboard. A big blue cupboard.
Blue?
Yes.
Like the TARD...
Yes. The TARDIS. Is it the TARDIS?
It's a disintegration chamber. It has to be. I heard it operate.
When I threw the dummy in?
Yes.
I didn't hear anything. The game's altering your perception. It's the TARDIS! It's the way out!
That is not possible.
I'm going inside.
You will die.
I'm going inside. Hello? Doctor!
Hello, Charlie. Wondered what was keeping you.
I'm so glad to see you, whoever you are.
Ah, amnesia still not worn off yet, it would appear. Look, we really need to go back and deal with the toymaker. First things first, don't drop me on the floor.
I'll be right back. Come on, we can go.
You're asking me to come with you?
Well, yes.
Oh, sportsmanlike.
You're not coming.
You are consciously alive. It would appear that I was wrong about the disintegration chamber.
Well, we all make mistakes.
And if I was wrong, that suggests that you were right. That your solution to the game was right.
Which means we can go. Come on.
No. It would mean that I lost. That you beat the game and I did not. I lost.
And you're staying because of that?
Yes.
Because of some twisted sense of honor?
How little you understand me, girl. No, not because of honor. Honor is for those who admit defeat. I do not.
Then why?
I defy your victory. I step through those doors, and I accept it. I agree that you were right, and I agree that you won. To leave with you would be to concede, and I do not concede.
You stubborn...
Your solution is a nonsense. I am the toy maker, and I do not lose. I will not lose. This is not the object. You are the vanquished here, not me.
You're like a child. You don't have to win everything, you know.
There is another aim. Another victory, and I will find it. I will find it, and I will win. I am the toy maker, and I always win.
Goodbye.
Go. Go. Well, then.
20%.
Doctor, You're still a dummy.
Well, you're not so smart yourself.
No, I mean, you still look like a ventriloquist dummy, and you're still talking with my voice.
Am I? That's a bit awkward.
Not as awkward as having to carry you around all the time. I mean, how can someone so little weigh so much?
I feel like condensed milk. Don't worry. I'm sure I'll be back to normal once we're well clear of the Toymaker's lair.
I hope so. Well, my memory's coming back, certainly. Doctor, who was he?
The Toymaker? A bored immortal. Likes to tease lesser races with games and puzzles and riddles about how you can take only things with double letters to the moon.
Oh, is that what it was? Oh, I wanted to work that out myself.
Did I spoil it for you? I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right. I think I've had my fill of games and puzzles for the moment. That is, assuming the game is over.
Charlie?
Well, I didn't know it had started. I might just have thought I'd escaped. Thought I'd solved it. Maybe I'm still playing.
Shall we roll the dice and see?
Let's.